Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing a lot of news like Disney Plus source code showing WandaVision might release sooner than we think. Another thing is that Disney Plus has another MCU show coming based on Nick Fury. And a certain previous Spider-Man villain is in talks to reprise his role for Spider-Man 3. All that and more, along with your feedback right after this ad we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff Randall, how you doing tonight, today, bud?
I am in a chaos shitstorm.
Of
my own creation.
Well, it's of your own creation and all, but it also sounds like a really great thing, right?
Yeah, it's looking a lot like I will likely be moving back to Birmingham here very soon.
That's like, freaking awesome.
Like within the next several weeks, kind of soon, probably before November.
I love it. I love it so much. It'll be great to have you back, man.
It will be nice to be back near friends and family and to have that, you know, that support network for the kids, aka dump the kids off on my mom while we go out and be adults.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right. Yep. Well, before we get started on the new, we got a quick news and feedback episode for you guys. I got a few news stories and some feedback, but we did want to mention at the top of the show one more time. This week is the first episode of the new season of Trivia, and our prize for Trivia is a PlayStation 5, so please come join us for Trivia.
That is not our, once a week, my God.
Yeah, no.
Prize for the season.
Big prize for the season is a PlayStation 5. It's going to, a new season starts, and we're going to be giving away a prize every week, but it'll be a t-shirt, or we've got some other prizes in the works, but it's going to be fun. Come do Trivia. It's on Twitch. We stream it. You don't need any special technology. You just come in, you chat in the chat, you answer in the chat, and that's it. That's the whole ball game. So it's really fun and really easy, and you should do it, and you should come, and you should subscribe, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV. That's it.
Get that Jeff to Jeff transfer.
That's right. Jeff to Jeff transfer. You can find out all about that at StrandedPanda.com/Jeff to Jeff, because we've talked about it before, but just come to Trivia. We'll tell you all about it at Trivia, but
come to Trivia. We'll talk there.
It's free, it's easy, and it's really freaking fun. And honestly, some of the coolest people. I just had a blast getting to know everybody and hanging out at Trivia and just getting to know everybody in the chat. And we do a Zoom call where people join us afterwards and like play games. It's super fun. Super fun, guys.
Yep.
That being said, let's get into the news. You want to talk some news?
Let's talk about the news.
Let's do it.
I don't know why I sang it.
I appreciated it. I really did.
There's this thing that there's this gate going on.
Oh, we got another gate?
We got another gate. We have a gate like every week.
Yeah, different gates.
Especially in trivia nights. But this one, apparently, the movie Eternals has never had a V in the title.
I haven't really had this. I've had this confirmed. This was Nathaniel Molinar sent it in, but I think he's probably right. There's apparently like there was never a V in the title, and I just thought it was really funny that that's our that could be our top story since a couple weeks ago it was our only story that the V had been taken out. I thought it would be funny to say that there's some controversy that says there was never a V in the title.
Yeah, I feel like there was, though. I feel like it was on the title card that they showed us.
I don't know.
Like, that art.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm scouring the internet right now because that's what I do. And I can't find anything.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's all been wiped. It's like we all have this collective memory of it being the Eternals.
Yeah, man. That it's that mandala effect.
Yeah. Oh man. It strikes again. That Nelson Mandela effect.
Mandala.
I know. It's mandala effect. What's your rubriced for these sorts of things?
Well, you know, my rubric is I trust Nathaniel Molinar. He's probably
right. That's fair. It's pretty standard. It's one checkbox.
Yeah.
Trust Nathaniel Molinar.
Check with Nathaniel Molinar. All right. Really, any of the Nathaniels. I pretty much trust what Nathaniel's write in.
Yeah,
Matthews
yeah.
are not to be trusted, but Nathaniels. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's like 60% of our audience is a mixture of Nathaniels and Matthews. And they're like the light side and the dark side of the force.
That's fair. And I know that the Matthews are the dark side.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely right there on the dark side.
100%. But, you know, it's fine. They have cookies.
That's true. Cookies and control over death.
Maybe. Let's talk about real news, because that's bullshit news out of the way. Arguably the most important thing that we have news-wise to talk about.
Our real title story this week. That one was for fun. Yeah, this is very exciting.
There is a Nick Fury series in the works to going to Disney Plus, starring Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury, reprising his role that he has been in since 2008. I'm excited about this.
And you did a little more reading on it. Did you see that it's a Nick Fury specifically? I just thought it said that Samuel Jackson will reprise his role as Nick Fury for Disney Plus.
As far as I understand it, it has been a Nick Fury specific show.
Okay. I saw that. I feel like the headlines were saying things that sounded like that, but they all actually just said that he's going to be on a Disney Plus show, which either way is a big deal. What show do you think? What do you think the focus of the show? You think we're getting S.W.O.R.D.? That's what I feel like.
I feel like Agents of S.W.O.R.D. is going to be it's going to be the thing. It has to be.
Yeah. Based on where he is in the universe right now and what he's been up to. I mean, just getting an explanation of him working with the Skrulls and where he is, like, I need it now.
Yeah.
I need it.
I need this right this second. Put it in my hands.
Because I just assumed we'd get it little pieces dropped for the next, like, whatever, 15 years about what he's doing up in space. And then we'd finally get a movie about whatever Skrull thing is happening. But man, a series would be freaking awesome.
Yeah, it would. I honestly, the main thing is I need to find out who's got his shoes.
Who's got my shoes? That's like the best line delivery. Do you think that's a written line? Do you think they wrote that line for him to say? Or is that like some sort of weird improvisation on the set?
I would bet that that's some sort of weird improvisation with him like just being barefoot. And then go.
Yeah.
Like,
either way, it's like the best line delivery I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him
stepping out without shoes on, being like, who's got my shoes? Like, it's so good. It's so good. It's so just silly and not Nick Fury ish at all that I can think of. Like, Nick Fury has been so serious in the whole series. Of movies, like the whole MCU, he's been so serious.
Seeing him sort of let loose in that, it literally, like he's sitting in a chair, staring out at the beach, real Tahiti like situation, and I just felt like that is very much what we've never seen Nick Fury in that mode at all.
Right.
Really fun.
Yeah, we've never seen Nick Fury let his hair down.
That's definitely true. And a truer statement has never been spoken.
So one of the other stories that we have this week is that, that WandaVision trailer came out and everybody's excited about it. There's been a placeholder on Disney Plus where, you know, the show is going to live. And there was source code in that site, in that placeholder spot. That was discovered. It looks like WandaVision is going to release on November 27th.
That is so soon.
Is so soon. Matt, that's next month.
Yeah.
Matt, that's Black Friday. That's next month.
That's it's barely I don't know, man. It's barely a little bit away. Like, that's less than 2 months away.
Eight weeks away. Almost exactly 8 weeks away.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Matt, I need to take off some time from work.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that we can watch it over and over again, because Disney Plus has released their group watch feature. Yeah. So we have to line up a bunch of time slots for our listeners to watch along with us. Seven at a time.
Seven at a time.
Eight. Well, no, we have to get five listeners at a time because we're both going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you guys want to watch it with us, we'll put a sign-up sheet in the all-purpose room.
Yeah, sign-up sheets in the break room on the fridge. but that's so soon, Matt. That's 8 weeks away. That's so exciting. I mean, it's only six episodes, so it's like just a little drop in the bucket of new MCU content. And it's going to have to be enough, you know? But we get something, at least. Because, yeah, I mean, all the movies got shifted.
Yes. When is Black Widow shifted to May, right?
Black Widow got shifted to May.
Okay.
So 2020 is the first year that we will have not had an MCU movie released since 2011.
Yeah.
Or no, 2009?
It sucks. I think it's 2011. Or
I think it's 2009. Because I'm pretty sure Captain America came out in 2011.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was like, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I remember reading that the other day.
Because it took 2 years for Iron Man 2 to come out.
Yes. Oh, man. So freaking excited for WandaVision. So sad for Black Widow. This next piece of news is weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually. Jamie Foxx is apparently in talks to reprise his role as Electro for Spider-Man 3, or the third Spider-Man film that Marvel and Sony are making together.
Where is this reporting coming from? Because I don't know. I've seen it all over the place, like, but like,
I don't like this story bit.
I just don't think it's true. Like that. Yeah, it's in the Hollywood Reporter, which is generally a pretty good whatever. But I just don't. I don't see it unless they're really going multiverse. I mean, we do have J. Jonah Jameson being played by J.K. Simmons again. So like, there's precedent, but it just doesn't feel like this is necessary. And I don't know. Are they going to retell his story, but in this universe? Or are we getting an Electro who supposedly has the same backstory from that movie? Like, I don't know, man. I'm not loving it. Unless they're doing multiverse, I guess. What I said in the Stranded Panda chat was, I could see it if they're doing a multiverse thing and it's going to be like a moment in a big multiverse thing, you know, like just like we know that like Michael Keaton's going to play Batman in the Flash movie. Like, we're not expecting him to be a main character. He's just going to show up, I'm assuming.
No, he's who the movie is about.
Yeah, that's why it's called Flash Batman.
Flashman.
What?
Flashbat.
Flashbat. That's better.
I think that's a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
Made by a more adult company.
I was thinking it was like a movie where a bat dumps a bucket of water on themselves while they dance on stage.
Oh, yeah. That one works, too. He's a maniac.
Yep.
Anyway, so multiverse could work. I mean, it could be that he shows up as this universe's Electro.
Yeah, just like J.K. Simmons did.
You know, same kind of story.
But I guess that's my question is like, is it going to be this?
Are they going to retell it?
Yeah, I don't like it when they just... it's the problem with Batman v Superman. Yes, we know who Batman is, but I still need some sort of, like...
I need you to tell me the backstory of this version.
Yeah, and I don't even need the backstory, like, the origin story. I just need to know who the character is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because to me, as a person who loves multiverse stuff... To me, every version of a character is a different character, and you just drop a Batman in a movie, I have no reason to root for him. You still got to do all the work of making me care. And if they do the same thing with Jamie Foxx, where they're just like, it's an Electro, you remember him? It's like, kinda.
Sorta. Not he was hugely. Not great in the other one.
Yeah, that was a bummer. I really like Jamie Foxx a lot. I think he's super talented, but I don't... I have almost no feelings about his Electro appearance.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought that it was a really interesting story where...
Yeah.
It's definitely something to provoke a little bit of thought, you know, and get some conversation going because, you know, we like... having conversation come up.
That is true. That is all true. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, it's definitely something we should talk about, and I guess we have now, but I just don't know. I don't know.
Have you heard that they're changing who the face model is based on for Spider-Man in the Miles Morales game?
No.
Yeah, apparently it's a different actor that they're modeling the face after, but it's still Yuri Lowenthal on the voice, and a lot of people are upset.
Okay.
They changed the face model.
I mean, I guess I don't have strong feelings about that. What do you feel?
The face model that they're going with, they showed it off recently. It looks a lot like they tried to get somebody who looks like Tom Holland. And
what?
Yeah, their response to the internet going nuts was, we had to get somebody who has a face model that looks closer, or that more closely matches Yuri Lowenthal, the actor's performance, that we can map. And Yuri Lowenthal was on Twitter like, guys, it's my bones. It's my stupid face bones. Blame my stupid face bones.
Oh, man.
Are you seeing it?
I'm looking it up. Wait. Okay, I see the pictures you're talking about. You said Miles Morales. You mean Peter Parker?
Yeah, in the Miles Morales game, they're using a new face for Peter Parker.
Yes. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Because I looked it up and I saw... You said it made it look more like Tom Holland, and I was like, what do you mean?
I don't know how.
And then I looked it up, and then I saw a picture of the picture, and like, it's clearly a Caucasian looking person, but he does kind of have kinky hair in this picture that they released. And I was like, are they whitewashing Miles Morales that hard? Because I was really confused for a second. I was like, please, please don't do this. Please. But yeah, no, you're right. It does look a lot like Tom Holland. This new actor.
A lot of people are saying that he looks like great value Tom Holland. Or, you know, generic store brand Tom Holland.
I don't think that's a good idea because I don't know when it's a different person. It's just a different person. Yeah. I don't know. When you try to get real close to the original and then it doesn't make it, it's exactly like you're talking about. It's that dollar store feeling. I would buy dollar store superheroes when I was a kid, and they are not as good.
They are decidedly worse.
It's like dollar store Power Rangers. Like they're called like Power Team or whatever. And they're like, they got...
Oh,
like,
I thought they were called VR Troopers.
Yeah.
Oh!
Saturday morning burn.
I mean, technically Power Rangers are like ripoffs of Super Sentai.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Series or whatever.
For sure. I just mean like those like really shitty... plastic figurines, yeah. You'd get they're like they'd be rubber instead of like good plastic. They just like molded rubber that was kind of painted to look sort of like Power Rangers. Anybody else out there
anybody else poor out there?
Does anybody else grow up real poor and
let us know
rubber
right in?
I had so few actual action figures that were like from the actual things. I had lots of little toys. My grandparents would bring home like box, they'd go to the whatever, the thrift store, and just like load up on, here's some toys. And I'd be like, all right. I mean, I'd get down, I'd play with it, but it was, I had so few. When I did get something that looked like it was actually, like when I had some X-Men figurines, and I was so proud of them because they were the actual X-Men.
It's actual X-Men. Now, the only licensed products I had as a kid came out of Happy Meals.
Oh, those are cool. Sometimes those are cool toys.
They could have been. They could have been.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not as much fun. They're harder to play with.
Going back to Peter Parker and his face change.
All right. Peter Parker face change. Not Miles Morales.
I think that this particular Peter Parker being older and more established in the universe is a reason to stay away from people who look like Tom Holland, because Tom Holland is such a young Spider-Man.
Right. And this picture,
he's such a young Peter Parker,
doesn't look that much older than Tom Holland. It does a little bit.
It
looks like maybe like a 22-year-old or whatever. It doesn't look like, I don't know how old he's supposed to be in the game.
I feel like he's in his late 20s in the game.
I thought so too. That's kind of my feeling. I'm going to say 27.
Okay. I'm going to say 28.
All right. We'll find
$1, Bob. Anyway. So that's pretty much it for our news coverage. Man.
Yeah. Well, sweet. Well, let's
try to keep it short and sweet today.
Yeah, for sure. There's not much news. There's not much whatever. And we've got a whole lot of other podcasts hitting the Stranded Panda feeds this week. So
yeah, we
I'm
do.
Like, yeah.
You got to talk about Lovecraft Country.
Twice tonight, by the way. I'm doing two.
Mother of God.
Two Lovecraft Country episodes tonight. Let me tell you about them real quick because I'm really excited. I don't think you know about one of them yet. Do you?
What do you mean?
Did I tell you about Jeffrey James? He probably is going to listen to this.
Oh, yeah, no, he wrote in to me as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Our longtime patron, like one of our very first patrons to ever be a patron of the show. The show Lovecraft Country that we're covering over on Pandavision has this thing called the Language of Adam, which is like a wizard language that was supposedly passed down from Adam or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that Jeffrey James like wrote a book on the language.
Yeah, the way he told it to me is that that there's no way that whoever wrote the show and like was working with the Language of Adam was able to avoid his book on it. Like they absolutely certainly had to use his book as a reference, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's so crazy. He's an author. We've talked to him many times. He's an author of business books and such. And he, it's crazy that he just happens to have this intersection with a show that we're covering, or like he is an expert on this thing that they are talking about.
On the source material.
Yeah. So like, I am super excited. So anyway, tonight I'm recording an episode with him about just like a special about the Language of Adam. And we're just going to talk about like his experience with it, what it means, what it is, how it connects to the show, what kind of insights he can glean. Like I just think it's so neat. It's such so weird and neat that we just happen to know that guy. And I'm really excited about it. So
we are that many fewer degrees of Kevin Bacon away.
That's right. From the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Cause we got Kang right there in the,
Yep.
In Lovecraft Country. Super excited about that, by the way.
Yep.
We're very thankful for our sponsor today. We have a returning sponsor, Harry's. Harry's.com.
So, Matt, you have used the Harry's stuff for a little bit. I obviously have not with my big beardy face.
Yeah.
If I were to want to shave with Harry's, using their products, their service, you say that I could save money.
Yeah, man. You can save a lot of money.
How much money could I save in, say, like a year if I weren't buying like the regular grocery store or retail store razors?
Yeah, you could save yourself enough to buy 26 cups of New York City coffee.
Okay, I'm not in New York.
Enough for 3 deep dish pizzas in Chicago.
I am more of a fan of New York style pizza.
Enough to pay 6 months of Netflix subscriptions.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's something I know and pay a lot.
Harry's delivers high quality razor blades as low as $2 each, a fraction of the price of the leading brand, and saving you hundreds of dollars over time.
Okay, but like, how do they shave?
They shave so good. They shave so good. Harry's, they shave so good. That's their new tagline. Haven't you heard? Yeah, man, I really do like them a lot. I do keep a well-groomed beard. It's much shorter and real trim on the edges. And yeah, it's just my I haven't had any kind of like cutting my face situations. Like the razors stay sharp a good long while. And the best part is that they bring those razor heads right to your door. So you just keep getting the refills and you keep keep that close shave all the time. Don't have to worry about the dull blades because every time, which it takes a while, but every time one gets dulled, you swap it out for the next one. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, I'll quit playing the dumb guy. You can get your own Harry's trial set delivered directly to your doorstep by going to harrys.com/MCU podcast. Harry's is a return to the essentials, you know, quality, durable blades at a fair price, $2 a blade. They've cut out the middleman. They're manufacturing blades in their German blade factory that's been honing precision blades for a century or more. They're super convenient. They're delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription. They've got all your grooming needs covered in one step. You can get blades. You've got hair care. You've got shower products, all on harrys.com/MCU podcast. And just like their blades, Harry's is committed to providing premium products without breaking the bank.
That's right.
And you can feel a little bit better about your purchase because 1% of the proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better mental health care for men and veterans. And to help support those who need it most right now, Harry's is donating $1 million worth of shaving supplies to hospitals across the U.S. because people in hospitals, they're the real heroes of this whole pandemic. And they need our support.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry's is doing a good job.
Yeah, it's really, really great. So listeners of this show can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/MCU podcast. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blades, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com/MCU podcast for this offer. That's harrys.com/MCU podcast to, get yourself some amazing shaving supplies and support this podcast. How can you beat that?
You got to shave Shydra.
Shave Shydra. And hail hydrate them blades.
Hail hydrate your face. Rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hail hydrated.
And we are back. So let's just dive right in. We only have a few pieces of feedback today. Let's run at them hard.
Run at them hard. Andre Sparks, I'm coming at you.
Andre Sparks.
Ah!
Run, Andre.
Run, get out of here, he's coming. Anyway, Andre Sparks says, hey guys, it's been a while, just wanted to chime in on 3 things. 1, if the Nick Fury series is true, what do you guys want to see? 90s Nick Fury, or what Fury is up to after Ultron and Infinity War?
I personally want, wow, man, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
We know he's being played by himself. I would like
Nick Fury played by Nick Fury.
His self-titled role, Nick Fury.
it's an autobiography.
So Sam Jackson is playing Nick Fury, and so I guess I would like him to play his current self. But I am super intrigued by the idea of like the young Nick Fury days, the 90s Nick Fury that we met. And we know they did a lot of de-aging of him for Captain Marvel, but I don't know that they could do that on a TV show. So like part of me is like they should make a show with some flashbacks. And it seems like that could work really well because we could find out like how he got from here to there. You know what I mean? Like how he got onto that sword ship, what has happened over the last 30 years since the 90s when he was dealing with the Skrull, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the introduction of the Skrulls and the introduction of, you know, the one Skrull, Talos, being Nick Fury and Nick Fury being in space pretty much makes us, you know, just open to, well, literally everything that Nick Fury is, you know, in this universe everything that we've seen him as is like, you know, is that Nick Fury? Is that actually Nick Fury? Was it Nick Fury the whole time, or was it Skrulls?
Absolutely.
So, like, we really honestly need an entire everything Nick Fury series.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. Like, I would love for this. That's what I want. I want the series to shine light on when exactly that change happened.
How he's worked with them, how long he's worked with them, why he's on that ship, who's got his shoes, all of it.
All of it. Absolutely. So maybe not go back as far as 90s Nick Fury, but you could. And I think that it'd be neat if they had some flashback. I just want to know what's happened from the Nick Fury has been a black box where we just don't know what is going on inside of his head and what is really going on with his character.
That's racist.
No, I mean like an airplane black box.
I know what you mean.
As soon as I said it, I deserved you to go there. Anyway, he has been a Schrodinger's box of Skrull.
Schrodinger's Fury.
Schrodinger's Fury. He's either Skrull or not Skrull. He's either good or bad. He's got like good intentions and bad intentions. And like, I like the mystery of Fury, but I'd love to like finally find out like what are his motivations? What drove him to do all the things he's doing? We've gotten a lot of that, but man, I would love a full series about it.
Cool. Yeah. Good answer. Now we just wait for the card to flip and show us what the answer is.
I don't get it.
Family Feud. Come on, man.
Oh, because you said good answer. I get it now. Yeah.
I didn't mean to say good answer, but that's what came out.
Yeah.
And I just ran with it.
You sound like a Family Feud guy.
Let's talk to Steve Harvey. So I'm going to skip number two because it involves DC things.
No. Andre Spark says, if you guys need something else to watch, check out DC's Stargirl. It's probably the best new CW show since Flash. Character development is great. Story is different. And there are some things that can be covered in superhero ethics.
Well, then let them cover it in superhero ethics.
All right. Sorry. Sorry, Andre. Just DC hate is flaring up today.
Yeah, I got to get this looked at.
Yeah.
It's like heartburn. It's like
when people talk about, my knees hurt when people talk about DC or it rains.
Yeah. Right. Forgot to take my Nexium today. Having a DC flare up.
Got these old DC knees. This one took me all the way through Batman v Superman right here. Oh. I had to traverse. Is this like a guy talking about a war he was in? That's so stupid. Okay. Last thing Andre Spark says is, are you going to cover Hellstrom? I know it comes on in 2 weeks. The trailer looks interesting. Keep up the good work, guys. Andre.
Yes.
We are planning to cover Hellstrom, but thanks for...
because there's nothing else going on, damn it.
Thank you for the heads up, because I didn't realize how soon it started. And you,
yeah, man, it starts this month.
Wow. That's exciting. And I'm really curious about how much it will tie in, you know?
It's a holdover.
Yeah, for sure.
Of Marvel television before it got absorbed.
Has it already been canceled?
Maybe.
Because I know they canceled all the other shows basically right after the air, but it was like, and all the shows they had on the slate, like Ghost Rider, they took off the slate. But then Hellstrom just happened to already have its first season made.
Yeah, they're like, I might as well.
Yeah, I mean, and you might as well. You get some ad revenue, get some people streaming it, whatever. But like, yeah, I we're going to cover it because it's MCU.
Kind of like the New Mutants.
But yeah, it might be like of a bygone era that we don't get to. I just wondered if it's, and it's such a different theme of all the other rest of the MCU. We haven't seen much of this kind of stuff, horror elements.
Yeah, it's a real spoopy element. For the spoopy month.
Oh, spoopy. I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm internet savvy.
I've never heard Spoopy. I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That just showed today, everybody.
That reminds me of last night when M. Khalil or Melissa was trying to teach us on trivia what yeet means.
What? Oh no! And she said lit.
Oh yeah, she did.
She's like, that game is lit.
Yeah.
She's like, I hate saying that.
She said lit. By the way, Melissa, we love you. She kicked ass at trivia this season. She won. She's our new queen of trivia. But it was really funny when she said lit on stream, and then she went, I'm sorry, I said lit. I was in no way thinking it was a bad thing. I thought it was great. It's just, I think she realized she was around a lot of older people, and she was like, I'm sorry. I realize I just sounded like a millennial or whatever. Not even millennial. I don't know.
Gen Z.
All right. Okay. So let's get on.
Let's move on.
Yeah, but Hellstrom, we will cover it. Starts October 16th. We will be we'll be covering it like we cover things every week, I guess.
Like we cover things.
Which, that'll be really close. I did not realize when I started covering Lovecraft how much it was going to overlap with The Boys. And yep. So Pandavision for me has gotten insane because I'm covering two shows a week. For Pandavision, which are both amazing, and I would not have it any other way, and I'm so glad I get to cover them both. They're freaking awesome. But
oh god, I still haven't watched last week's episode of The Boys. I'm not ready for this week.
I don't know that I have either. I was on vacation and I might be a little behind. I think I did actually. I think I watched it while I was on vacation.
Okay. I mean, you had nothing else to do.
That's true. We had such a cool vacation. We just sat by the beach, and that's all we did, basically. But basically, what that meant for me was, I brought my PS4. I played Avengers. I'd like play Avengers. I'd go swim in the beach. I'd come back inside. I'd eat a good dinner. I'd go play some more Avengers.
Yep. Hell, I mean, we streamed Avengers on Wednesday while you were gone.
We did indeed. We did indeed. That was super fun.
That was good. Good times. Good times.
Oh, anyway. Speaking of Avengers, you guys don't all have to write. I don't know. Yeah, right. We'll make a poll in the Stranded Panda chat or something. I was just going to ask if anybody's interested in us talking about the Avengers video game, either here on MCUcast or if we should start a new feed for Stranded Panda video game talk, because we're trying to get into gaming a little more and trying to do it on Twitch and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like we might play Avengers for 3 months and then never do games again. So I don't know. We'll see. Well, we got Miles Morales coming too. So
we got Miles Morales coming. I like the Spider-Man game. I've been like on Star Wars Universe podcast. I've been talking about the Star Wars Battlefront 2 game from 2005, the classic. I've been talking about it over and over and over again. How fun it is. How fun it was.
Yeah, man.
And I just found it on Steam for like $10 and was like, give me that. I want it. Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I might start streaming that.
Dude. Yeah, do it. I don't know. I'm having fun playing games again. I hadn't played games in years, but we'll see how that works out. And we might do some sort of podcast, or we might just do an episode of the MCU cast since it's Marvel related.
Because we've got nothing else going on. We have no other content.
We have talked about it a little bit, like the story and stuff, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm enjoying all the strategy of leveling and all this stuff. Like I think it's so much fun.
Yep. Yep. So let's see. Devin Bernard says, hey guys, I just started listening to your podcast and I'm really enjoying it. You guys seem like a lot of fun to listen to, and I'm pretty excited to have 6 years worth of content to listen to.
Wow. Devin, thank you. Thank you very much.
I also am shocked that someone said it seems like we're a lot of fun to listen to.
I was saying, wow, that he's planning to go back and listen to 6 years. I do the same thing when I find a podcast I like. And so it's like super, it's a big honor for me when someone says that they're listening to all of our content, which I know a lot of people have. And that means a lot to me, because it's like being a show worth that someone thinks is worth that is really special to me, because I do the same thing.
Especially with as many episodes as we have.
Yeah.
We're a big commitment.
Because we're 6 years, but there's some weeks where we did like an episode a day for 14 days, like of Jessica Jones or this or that, you know?
Yeah, we have 478 published episodes.
Yeah, and we have about 20 that I'm still working on getting posted. I keep I'm being too busy to post them. Okay, we got a voicemail. But thank you, Devin. Thank you. Oh, and I sent Devin the Stranded Panda chat. And I was like, come join the Stranded Panda chat. People are cool.
Yeah, come to Facebook chat.
Yeah. Yeah, the Facebook chat is... If you, by the way, we've been putting it in the thing lately, join the community. There's a link to, there should be a link in the show notes that you're staring at on your podcatcher. Should have a link to our website, strandedpanda.com. And yeah, it says join the community because there's multiple ways. There's Discord, and the Facebook chat is the most active, but there's also an email list that we send out when we're doing stuff. Yeah, I'm just having a good time getting to know everybody, honestly. It's been a great way to make it through quarantine.
Yeah. I love the Stranded Panda chat so much.
Yeah, me too.
Because, like, I just got reminded that there's a news story that we missed talking about, that we forgot to talk about.
Uh-oh. Tell me.
And the chat is there with, you know, with my back in hand. They've got it. And it is that Kamala Khan has been cast in this Marvel series.
Gosh, how do we miss that? We talked about the directors last week, and I remember seeing that story, and we just somehow didn't make it into the doc.
Yeah. It just completely went shoom, right past my head.
I don't know much about Kamala Khan except for the new game, which I am playing Kamala Khan and love her character. I love that she's a fan, and I hope that's true of the new version, because that... It connected her to me in a way that, like, most superheroes are not, because she's a fan of the Avengers in the Marvel game. I don't know if that's true in the comics. Oh, I guess it is, because I know she's a fan of Captain Marvel, right? Like, that's her...
Yeah.
Kind of her spirit animal.
Like, whenever she... So, she got her powers because of the Terrigen Mist being scattered across the Earth by Black Bolt in an effort to defend against Thanos. Big story, whatever. Like, when she got her powers, she didn't realize that she had the ability to polymorph herself and, like, change the way she looks. So, because she loves Captain Marvel so much, because Carol Danvers is her idol, she morphed herself to look like Carol Danvers and didn't know how to undo it. So... Like, she ended up meeting Carol Danvers and was, like, apologizing profusely, and Carol, like, worked with her to try to grasp her power appropriately and was like, you know what? You know, you're such a good person. You've got these great skills. You can have the Miss Marvel name. I am okay with you calling yourself Miss Marvel. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And she's, you know, she's a hero from Jersey City. She's the first Muslim American hero that Marvel created. And she's a ton of fun just as a person. She's a fun character.
Yeah, dude. I'm really excited about it. I like her so much in the game. And we'll probably end up doing a comic book read for our patrons, because I'd like to know more about her origins from the comics.
Yeah. Same. I would like to go back and read through that again, because I read, like, the first couple whenever it first came out, and they were, like, free. They're just letting you know, like, here's a new hero. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. And I was like, I read through, like, one or two of them and didn't have Marvel Unlimited at the time, so I couldn't go back and read through all of them then, but I will now. Anyway,
right?
The actress that has been cast is Iman Vellani. And she has been in, like, next to nothing.
Yeah, she's like an unknown.
She's a relatively unknown actress, but she's young and she looks the part.
Yeah, she does. Looks a lot like the Kamala from the game, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think is a mistake. They're trying to bring this character. As soon as she was, like, the main character of the game, it is such a big game, I was like, yeah, they're getting ready to, like, launch her into the stratosphere of, you know, characters we all care about.
Yeah. Yep. And she absolutely is a character that we care about after this game, because she has all of the heart of the story.
Yeah, she's the heart for sure.
Anyway, we have voicemails to talk about.
Yeah, we do. Let's hit one of these, a couple voicemails here.
Hey guys, I was calling because I was kind of thinking of a theory, or not a theory, but maybe the reason why Kang would come back into the past. Maybe because Endgame was like, the population was supposed to be half wiped off, and that would have made a better future, like, you know, with less pollution and more animals and stuff. You know, kind of like Captain America, he's like, oh, I saw a whale crossing the bridge or whatever. And that kind of shows like, oh, maybe the world was supposed to heal itself, like with only half the population. But with them bringing everybody back, you know, pollution and all those things become a big problem. And it affects Kang in the future because he lives in a dystopian, apocalyptic world almost. And so his only way of fixing it is, hey, I have to go back to the past and either punish the people who make this happen, or try to make sure that half of the population, you know, goes up in smoke. Or, I don't know, something along those lines. I don't know. What do y'all think? All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
It's a tricky balance, because you want these stories to be based in the same world as the previous story, and you want some sort of tie-in to all the things that have happened before. But I do think that if they do another story where a guy is coming from a far-off land or time or whatever to try to destroy half of all life, then it might seem a little redundant. But I do think that it's very possible that the events of Endgame are why he's coming back. Like, the fact, to me, it's more likely the time travel. Like, they did all this time travel, and who knows what they've done to the timelines, all the various timelines. Maybe one of the timelines they created is the bad one, you know, and now Kang is coming back to sort of like claim the other timeline or whatever. I don't know. But I do think that it has something to do with the fallout from Endgame and all the time travel, and or maybe time travel they've yet to do because it's the future and he's coming back Terminator style. But like, just, I don't personally like the idea of them coming back and doing like, hey, let's destroy half of the humans or half of the life again, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you've already done that.
Yeah.
That trick's already been pulled. You can't play that one again.
Yeah.
There was an interesting thought that was posted recently. I think it was in the Facebook chat, but I'm going to bring it up here as if it's my own thought.
Okay, I dig it.
So, I like appropriation without giving reference to original content.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we do here. Just kidding.
Yeah. I'm commandeering this. So, there is a young version of Kang the Conqueror, Mr. Nathaniel Nate Richards, who is known as Iron Lad. L-A-D, Iron Lad. And he is from the future. He was rescued by his time-traveling adult self, Kang the Conqueror, and was... like the young self was hospitalized. Anyway, he models a set of armor after Iron Man, calls himself Iron Lad, and is on a new team called the Young Avengers.
Hmm.
With the sole purpose of defeating his future self and reshaping his own future.
Interesting.
And I think it's interesting that Kang the Conqueror is said to be showing up in Ant-Man 3, because if you go and look up Iron Lad, one of the things that's in his fictional character biography on Wikipedia is that he forms a brief romantic relationship with fellow Young Avenger teammate Stature.
Hmm. Which is Cassie Lang. Okay. I mean, yeah. I definitely think Young Avengers is like taking shape, right? Like, there's almost no way it doesn't at this point. Oh, yeah.
It has to.
Some form of Young Avengers seems like it's, like, for sure happening.
I think there was recently, I say recently, like, within the past few years, there was talk of a Power Pack movie going on, and that's, like, super young kids.
Hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Your thought is very interesting, and whoever posted it, thank you.
You're welcome. Just me.
Because, you know, you could definitely see that if stature, like if Kang came back to do something to his former self and he's dating Stature or whatever, like this is a boy that Cassie likes or something, and it turns out he's a future maniac. Like I could absolutely see some really fun stuff with Paul Rudd sort of being a protective father. Like,
Paul Rudd being protective father like Hank, and having them talk together, having him and Hank talk together about this new kid and how much they don't like him.
Yeah, for sure. Or just like Scott Lang sitting on the porch of the quantum realm with a shotgun, you know?
Yeah. Or even better, if Hank likes the kid and he's just like, nah, he's not that great.
You get that sort of grandfather. Yeah, no, that's actually a really good idea. The because if it's Iron Lad and he's like really smart and he's doing things, you know, like whatever, like he's able to invent things, like Hank could be like super interested in him, and it'd be that sort of like grandfather versus father sort of feeling where like the grandfather's not as is like is a little more like, well, let the kids do what they do. And Scott's being super overprotective in a way that Hank has been toward him in the past. I think that sounds like where that could go for sure. And then once he finds out he is the evil guy from the future, you can absolutely see a scene where Scott Lang's like, I told you guys, this kid is no good.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love that so much.
We just wrote a pretty dang good Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, we did.
With the help of someone from the Stranded Panda chat.
No.
Okay.
All by ourselves.
Let's hear this next voicemail.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is James again. So I just finished up watching all of the current Marvel movies. And yet again, you know, because I'm beat up like that, I have two questions. So is Spider-Man Far From Home, is that beginning of Phase 4, or is that the official ending of Phase 3? And then on top of that, with us finding out that Talos and his significant other are impersonating Hill and Fury, are we supposed to assume, I guess it could go either way, are we going to see the Skrulls as allies since they're talking to Nick? Are we going to see that they turn out to somehow be bad guys and that they turn on Nick? Again, thanks for the podcast. Thanks for what you guys are doing. And thanks for using my last message. Bye.
I hope you're okay, James. During the call,
that sounded rough.
It seemed like a lot of metal plates were just falling on you.
Not around him.
Or falling all around you, at least.
On him.
No. They were falling on him, but he was being really professional about the phone call. Just like sticking with...
You know, like, yeah, I appreciate that kind of professional nature.
Yeah. Like some sort of metal or porcelain plates were just falling all around him.
And he's just completely calm about it. I like
so
it.
So calm. I dig it. Thanks, James. Yeah. Okay, so officially, Spider-Man Far From Home was the end of Phase 3.
Yes. It is the prologue, not prologue, the epilogue of this grand Infinity Saga tale.
Yes. Now, I don't know that it really matters. It does seem kind of like the new thing, but yeah, like that is officially the word from Marvel that was the end of Phase 3. And then Hill and Fury have the Skrulls, good guys or bad guys. I hope they're neither. I hope they're complex individual people and that like we find out there are bad Skrulls. Like I think we're going to have a sense that Skrulls are good guys, right? Because that's what we think at this point. And the Kree are bad guys. Like that's kind of been the case. But I think a secret invasion storyline would be really interesting because we'd have to like find out that maybe Talos is a good guy. Maybe he's just a refugee, but like that he's not every Skrull, you know, and they have this ability that they really can hurt us. So I don't know. I like that. I like complexity in my alien races.
Says the Star Trek fan.
That's right. That's right. I do.
Yep. I agree. Having the Skrulls just be like mustache twirling dickheads, bad guys, whatever, would be dumb. but then having them just be like goody two shoes allies for like literally an entire race is also really dumb.
Yeah.
So like all other sentient people, there is nuance to character. So like it was great when in Captain Marvel the Skrulls turned around and like they were like, we're not necessarily the best people either. We've all got blood on our hands.
Yeah.
And having him say that was like chef's kiss. Brilliant. And that leaves it completely open to all kinds of other things.
Yeah. Agreed. So yeah, thanks for calling in, guys. By the way, the phone number is 573-CAST-MCU if anybody wants to call and leave voicemail. We got a couple more other sorts of feedback here. What do we got?
We got Dalton Bieri saying, hey guys, wanted to find the best way to write in, so here we go. In the past couple of casts, you guys discussed Kang. In the many games, comics, and cartoons with Kang, he's a character that's always different. You mentioned Immortus, but he's also Iron Lad. Here it is! He's also Iron Lad when he's younger. Kang could be a great long-lasting villain that's not always the same actor or same motivations. I thought this could help with the discussion. Also, if he came because of Cap in the comics, maybe it's the absence of Cap that brings him around this time. You know, I think that that's a great idea, Dalton, except it could, with him being Iron Lad, I think that it would be the absence of Tony. With Tony sacrificing everything, he looks to him as like the pinnacle of hero-ness and seeks to emulate him in his heroic nature.
Yeah, I think that's a great thought, especially the Iron Lad connection and him. In the future, it's Nathaniel Richards, too many Nathaniels, but what... Do you think it could be? I know a lot of people have speculated it could be the boy from Iron Man 3.
That's Harley.
Do you think that's a possibility that Iron Lad could be that character?
I've heard a lot of conjecture that he is going to be Iron Lad, but nothing has been confirmed.
Right. Him being at the funeral was, I mean, it could easily just be a callback and like wanting something kind of special from each of his appearances, but it did right. seem sort of conspicuous, like maybe they're going to do something, and with the Young Avengers seemingly coming,
it could be very problematic though to have Iron Lad be a white kid and then like when he becomes evil he becomes a black man.
That's definitely true. I just know that Kang has many forms in the comics, so I wasn't really even thinking.
Yeah.
And as the Kang version that we all know, he's not white or black. He's
like purple
skinned.
So kind of purple bluish.
So yeah, I was not considering that, but yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. Looking at the comics, there's like all these different versions of Kang, and some of them are like seem like they're different alien races and stuff. Like, I don't even know. I don't understand the Kang story at all. I tried to watch a video on it recently, and I was like, I don't understand. I need to go and read the whole thing because this doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's some real old versions of Kang the Conqueror where he's like got this crazy helmet on, like crazy green helmet on, and like has a Fu Manchu and is like decidedly a white guy.
Weird.
And you're like, who the hell is this guy? Like, what? But I really like the Iron Lad call out there. And thank you, Dalton. You are very likely the person that wrote in that I read that about and was like, oh wait, yeah, let me build on that. So Dalton, thank you. There, I called him out. You happy, Matt?
Yeah, I like it.
Ecstatic, yeah.
Thank you, Dalton.
All right, last up, Nathaniel Mlynar. Too many Nathaniels.
Too many.
He says, I definitely think these realities are Wanda's creations based on shows she grew up watching. He's talking about the WandaVision trailer. I don't think we will see explicit references to real shows because it doesn't make sense for Disney to have the rights to all of those. I just think it will be similar to and reference shows of those time periods. My idea for the show opening starts with Wanda and Pietro, Aaron Taylor Johnson, in Sokovia, probably a year or two before Age of Ultron. They'd be watching an old-fashioned sitcom showing that she grew up watching these with her brother. And then we zoom into the TV and it becomes Wanda's reality. I also think Aaron Taylor Johnson could show up in this show, especially if Wanda is literally bringing people back from the dead.
Hmm. Didn't we get... wasn't that in the news that he was going to be in it?
I don't know.
For some reason, I thought that was in the news at some point.
It's hard to say if I think that he's going to be in it, because, like, we know that these actors get cast for, like, huge contracts that span several, you know, decades, basically. Like, they have these super long contracts where Marvel at any time could just be like, you know, slot you in, let's go. So having him do one movie and then be gone was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that movie came out several years ago at this point.
Right.
So having him wait that long just to show up in a series seems a little odd as well.
Kind of, but it is like Wanda's story. And I don't know if Aaron Taylor Johnson is like gung-ho to do it, but it does seem to me that like that is a very possible thing to do. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I don't remember at least seeing anything news-wise that that seems to indicate that he's coming back. It would be awesome though if they did that.
Yeah. I almost think for like the resolution of her storyline, because she's got these two big heartbreaks. She lost her brother and then she made mistakes that got a lot of people killed, and then she had to kill her lover just to watch him be revived and killed again. Like, it's all real dark storyline for her, and I feel like not having him show up at all. And then Nathaniel may be very right here. His idea of them starting with showing her and Pietro together, it could be that just they have a lot of flashbacks of them as kids, which could tie into all this stuff. I think that's not a bad idea at all. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's a really good way to bring it in. Even if we don't see him again, even if it's just him sitting in front of the TV and then they zoom in on the TV and then we never see him again the rest of the season.
Yeah, it'll be a nice touching thing for her to like actually have a connection to her brother who she lost, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for our feedback.
That's it. All right. Well, guys, again, we'll be back with you next week with more Marvel news and feedback and talk and theories, and we'll probably do some comic stuff soon and some commissioned episodes and all kinds of stuff. Plus Hellstrom's coming, man. So many things to talk about and do. Pretty excited that things are kind of kicking back in. We got lots of news. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But I do want to say again, this is the first week we are starting our trivia season. We just did a 3 month long season, and we were calling it our beta season, and we did like 10 weeks before that. So we're like in the middle of, we've already done a lot of trivia. We've kind of been working on perfecting it and making it really fun and good and interesting. So yeah, come try it. Twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV every Wednesday, 7:30. And this is the week to start if you want to try it and try to win the PS5, because that's the big prize of the season. And the more times you play, the more chances you have. So it's going to be fun. Come out, hang out. A lot of people have been saying it's one of the favorite parts of their week. And that goes for me and Jeff too. It's just honestly the sort of like fellowship of fellow nerds and just getting to hang out and talk about the stuff we like and talk about life, because it's kind of like it veers away from some of this stuff and just becomes like hanging out. I just have had a blast. So if you can, twitch.tv/StrandedPandaTV, you can go there right now and subscribe. And if you have a Twitch app on your phone, it'll alert you when we're playing. So if you've never used Twitch before, it's really easy. You just go to the website. It's no problem at all. And there's an app. Okay, that's our last pitch for that for a while, or at least a couple weeks. We may throw one more out in a couple weeks before it's our, because we're dropping the lowest two scores. So if you miss 2 weeks this time, you still have just as good a shot as anybody else. But yeah. All right. I guess we're out. StrandedPanda.com is where you can find all our stuff, all our other podcasts. We're doing all kinds of stuff. Podcast music, blah, 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 blah.
It's not blah, 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 blah. Matt.
Yeah, what else?
No, it's not blah, 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 blah. Like, this is your passion, man.
It is, but I feel like I've been promoting for the last 30 seconds, and I feel like I should veer toward acting too aloof to promote.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'm being a real Gen Xer.
Yeah, I can tell. Anyway.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.